Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
At BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are live Chicago Exotica, and I have the pleasure of having Small Hands.
Hello. Hi there.
How are you?
I'm doing really good. It's the last day.
Yes.
I'm still smiling.
Yes.
My hair looks passable. Yours looks great.
Thank you.
No, we're doing good. We're doing good.
You got a voice. Do you ever lose your voice at these things? Because I know I'm always struggling at the end, but...
Well, I'll let you know a little secret. Before porn, I was in a band, and I've been a singer my whole life. So,
okay. Before, so you know tricks of the trade.
Before I come down here, I actually do like vocal warm-ups for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So I don't lose
Smart.
My voice.
Smart. Yeah. I may have to know what these tricks
pro
are.
Pro tip from the top.
Yeah. I love it. So how is your interaction here in Chicago? I know you guys haven't been here for a little bit. This is one of the biggest shows. It's the 50th anniversary or 50th show. Woo. How has the show been for you?
It's been the best one I've ever been to.
Okay.
I've never seen a line. I mean, I haven't seen a line for me often in my life. And there was a very long line for me this weekend here. So, wow. Like, it's been great.
How does that feel of coming from, you know, those of you out there who don't know, he's married to Joanna Angel. He's been, you know, in the business for quite some time now.
Almost 10 years
now. You've gotten to one of those things where you've made your own name for yourself. And how does it feel to get those flowers that you've been, you know, working up to? Because I feel like you didn't really expect to be in porn.
No.
It kind of happened accidentally, but organically.
Yeah.
So how does it feel from now seeing your wife being such a success now? Not that she's still not, because she's still so much accolade and her line's bigger than yours. But how does that feel to share that with your wife?
I mean, incredible. When I was little, I dreamed of like being in like a cool relationship with a partner in crime where we did wild shit. And I think we're doing it.
So tell people out there, you were not a performer before. You were doing music.
Correct.
You met your wife.
Yep.
How is it, or was it hard for you to transition to dating someone in the business? Was there kind of like jealousy things? Was it just like, were you always secure in your relationship and knowing like that was not necessarily the one, but right, having to deal with all of this before you were Small Hands?
I would be lying if I said it was like completely, you know,
easy,
like,
walk in the park.
It was just a simple thing. But because I, you know, I came from being in a band on tour and I was pretty open sexually already, and it was not that hard to like sort of acclimate to, oh, my girlfriend's a mm-hmm. porn star. But things like these conventions were something I'd never seen before. They're really overwhelming. And so a lot of it was just a lot of new experiences that, fortunately, Joanna is such a good communicator. She really like explained to me how this works in a very like easy way for me to understand, and it was always out of love, so I never really felt insecure or jealous. It was just like, whoa, this is all new. How do we do this?
What about your peers? Did you ever get any lashback from like dating a porn star, or was it just kind of, again, where you said you've always been in the music scene, so is it just kind of like, not like, oh, I knew this would happen?
Right. I know there was.
I may be asking personal reasons myself. I'm single out there. You're trying to look for someone who's like, you know, accepting of what we do, which
fair,
we want everyone
fair.
To be accepting of what you do. But I feel like it's also in these situations are a little bit more strenuous.
Put it this way: I found out who my real friends were because a lot of people I didn't think would be like, hell yeah,
were
very supportive, and a few people that I thought were like ride or die for me were kind of cut me off, and I was like, oh, okay, so. But that was fine because I just realized who was really there for me.
Sure. Fuck those people. You know, I feel like some of those people, sometimes it happens for a reason where it's like, we are friends with people in the beginning, but it doesn't mean we're going to go to the end. And I feel like it's really telling when those people who are like really about what you're for and not for their own needs or ulterior
motives.
Right,
they're there for you and not you plus an agenda.
The ulterior motive, you know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, you just liked me because I took you to cool places, or oh, because I was around a lot of bad bitches. Or
there's a lot of that in the world.
There is. When we weed that out very well, you would.
I try.
Do you have any crazy fan celebrity interactions being at the, you know, maybe prior before you were in the industry, or with, you know, the craziness now that you have your own big line?
I've had a few funny interactions. I guess the funniest thing to me is sometimes celebrities slide into my DMs, and I'm like, is this real? Like, no, that can't be.
You're like, is that the fake check mark, or is that the real one?
But then I'm like, you know what? Everyone has to masturbate to something. And if
this
it's me, that's fucking awesome.
I love that your face lights up like a little kid in a candy store. You're like, well, if they're masturbating, why not me? I feel the same way.
You know, like, let's get ours.
I always say it's, we're people helping people one orgasm at a time.
Oh, yeah. And
I feel like everybody, like you said, everybody masturbates. Like, let's
and
just
they have
be
to
honest.
Watch something. They're going to
exactly.
watch something.
You know, I'm quite creative. You know, I got a lot up here that I don't really need to watch things, but I love it.
Touché.
I love to create for you guys because what's up here is.
And then you're giving it to
it
their
goes
eyeballs.
In here and yeah. here, you know, where it's like,
it's a beautiful cycle.
It really is. What would you say is one of your biggest personal accomplishments?
Personal accomplishments. I've had a few in my day. Honestly, being with Joanna for almost 12 years now is like pretty insane.
I love
Not
that.
Only just for the business, but for the world. I feel like people don't stay together a lot, and I'm pretty proud of that.
That's awesome. I was, you know, I spoke with your wife earlier. That was one of those things I said. I really respect you guys' relationship because you guys are very, from the beginning, you could see that you communicate. You guys tell each other what it is. And even your, you know, segue into the industry was very organic. And, you know, your wife is very, like you said, she communicates really well.
Yeah.
She says, you know, what she wants, you know, all these things. So I feel like you don't see that enough. You don't see people
no.
who are, you know, relationships are work regardless
yeah.
of what it is. So when you really like stick together and not that anything
if
significant
you're down
happened.
For each other. If you're down
of course.
For each other. It's you'll be okay.
So during the pandemic time, what was happening for you that kind of made you have a realization? Were you down and out? Did you like kind of redirect where you were going with your business and career?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a person who likes action, and
okay.
I like being on set. I like doing shit. I like going places. So
you were struggling pretty hard.
It fucked me up,
yeah.
if I'm being honest. Joanna loved it. She was like, "Woo, we're never leaving the house." And I was
Pants
like,
off.
And then
Let's
I was
go.
Like, "Oh shit, we're never leaving the house." So, but once I got over that part, it was actually a really good like reconnect. We got to reconnect a lot because you know
okay.
we're both busy professionals. We do 1,000 things. We're all over the place. We're fucking everybody. I was like, "Oh, let's have some quality time with each other."
Yeah.
That we kind of like, you know, just because life gets crazy, sometimes we forget to have. So that was actually something really cool about it.
That's awesome. Can you give anybody out there who are maybe couples that are kind of, you know, proactive in sex or just maybe want to dabble, maybe watch porn, to kind of like what you do to keep your relationship kind of fresh, kind of like going and been so successful like the 10 years that you guys have been together?
I mean, you got to stay your weird self. And like, this is a great environment to do that. So
the
porn industry keeps us young. It keeps us fun. But we balance that with a very normal like life off camera. So I think a good, healthy balance is also very crucial. If all we did was porn all the time, I don't think it would work.
Yeah.
So we'll, you know, we'll have the orgy or we'll do the gangbang, but then we'll like go walk the dogs and make dinner. You know, like regular
yeah.
regular people.
Just regular schmegular.
Just regular people.
What is your favorite type of scene to do?
It's really funny that you asked that. I'm most known for my like rough, dominant.
Oh, you a dom.
Aggressive
I've
scenes.
I've never seen any of your scenes, so That's, I do like to hear this because, again, we're getting to know you a little bit more. Private Talk is about people knowing each other, but we're going to get to know each other a little bit more intimately here at Private Talk.
Usually my most popular scenes are the ones where I'm extremely dominant, extremely rough. Combined with very passionate
Is this
noises.
Something that you've always been like, just kind of like,
To be honest, no. I developed sort of that over time. I was not very good at sex before I met Joanna.
Okay.
And I realize that now.
Okay.
So just through doing it a lot, and also I had the best boot camp
Teacher,
instructor,
yeah.
which was Joanna. But actually, to answer your question, the type of scene I like to do the most is like that vanilla romance, like
you're a missionary
like,
type of guy.
Yeah, like let me look in your eyes. Let's not break a sweat. Let
okay.
me just tell you how pretty you are, and let's like make out a lot. Like that's like my
romantic.
I love that
romantic.
Shit. Yeah. So I do that on my OnlyFans a lot now.
Okay. Okay. Is there a particular scene that you've done? You say that you're known for your dom scenes that maybe sticks out more than the others.
Yeah. So there was a scene I did a while back with a little someone you might have heard of. She goes by Abella Danger.
Okay.
Where I was.
She's a fellow big booty woman.
You know, shout out to the big booty hoes.
Hey.
And this scene, I played a preacher, and I'm actually the son of a preacher in real life. So this was very fun for me. And in this scene, it was an anal scene. I'm very brutally ass-fucking her while she's staring up at a picture of Jesus in the church office, and I'm ripping pages out of the Bible and shoving them in her mouth. And
was that on your own?
Yeah, this was all ad-lib.
Love it, love
it. And I was forcing her to read out of the Bible while I was choking her and fucking her in the ass and feeding her the pages of it after she was eating it.
That's hot.
And,
bad, but
yeah, I think it got nominated for a couple of awards.
It's the taboo of it all. It's like when you're not supposed to do it, but you do it, and it just really,
it
just works out.
Well, it was funny because when they sent me the script, they were like, you know, this is like kind of a little edgy. Are you cool with this? And I was like, oh, hell yeah. I know what to do with this. Like,
so you say you're the son of a preacher. Did you tell your dad about this? Did he, were you like, obviously he's not going to go and search your porn, but is it something that you were like, maybe, you know, one of those things when you're a kid, I'm sure you wanted to be rebellious about being the preacher's kid or doing a little bit more. Did that add on to the flavor?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Does anyone in your family know that you did this kind of scene?
I got out all my daddy issues in that scene.
Abella took one for the team.
Yeah, so man. It was so much fun.
That's awesome. So you talked about on your OnlyFans. Let us know where we can see your OnlyFans, what works to support you.
Absolutely. OnlyFans.com/smallhands. Pretty simple.
Small hands.
And you can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at @thesmallhands_.
Do you have a social media weakness?
Weakness?
Yeah. Is there something that you maybe gravitate to a little bit more? You fall down a rabbit hole of sorts?
Yeah. So me and Joanna have a puppy cavalier.
Okay.
And I sometimes...
Cute dogs.
I spend hours going down puppy meme accounts and like...
Does your dog have an account?
No, he really should.
It's
on a list of things to do, but sometimes I'll crush like 2 hours of a day just looking at dog memes, and I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta do real shit.
That's why I like limit myself in the morning. I'm like, let's not look at it now. I'll go to like midday. It really sucks you in. What is your biggest life lesson that you would learned? Present day.
It's better to be like your authentic self and work a little harder and have things take a little longer than the other way around.
Stew in the pot. So now that you have this new claim to fame, I mean, it's not new. You've been around in a long time now, but you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
Is there any like pickup lines that maybe your female fans maybe use on you that you're like, hey, I'm married, but that's a good one.
Okay, I have a great one actually. So a couple weeks ago, I was DJing in Manhattan. I'm a DJ as well.
Oh, nice.
And a fan came, I think she was a fan, I don't know, a girl came up to me and she said, I don't know if I'm just super coked out or if you're really hot, but I don't care either way. And I just said, thank you. Like, okay, I may be both. It might be both.
I mean... Good on you.
I've never heard that one before.
It's almost like speechless, and you're like, wait, did you just...
I was like, did you just slap me and kiss me at the same time?
Pretty much. I'm like, I don't even know how to regurgitate that at one time. It's like, oh, but...
I'm kind of turned on. I'm confused and turned on.
Have you ever gotten a tattoo that you regretted?
I have a few that I kind of wish, like, I would have picked a better artist.
Okay.
But no, I actually don't really have any, like, super ones I regret. I do have, like... one like with another from another girl that wasn't Joanna, but it doesn't say a name.
Okay,
and it's like small and silly, and I like showed it to her super early on, so like it's like whatever, you know?
Okay, ever thought about covering it up?
I would if she wanted me to. I'm also kind of like old and lazy now. I'm like, I don't want to get another tattoo.
But I feel like your woman's so secure with herself and y'all's relationship that she's like, that is this one more to the list? Like,
we have never had an argument over that tattoo, I promise you.
What is your favorite way to receive affection?
Attention. Okay. I like undivided attention, because that to me is like so precious.
Okay.
Know? Especially in a world where we're always on our phone, you know, like where the distractions are off, and it's like this is about our time.
What is your favorite thing about your partner?
Oh my God, she has saved my life in so many ways.
She's your angel.
She is. Oh, you're gonna make me up.
That's how you know it's real private talk.
She's really funny.
I love that. I love your relationship together. I think that it's really cool to see again. We reiterated this before, but in the madness and the chaos of it all, you can calm the storm together, and I think that's really cool.
Fuck
to
yeah.
kind of like make your success more than what it could ever be without someone that's supportive with you.
Totally.
Support is important.
It's everything.
And I love the way you both support each other.
Thanks.
I love that. All right. So is there anything you want to ask Miss Texas before you leave?
Ooh.
I'll take you out the hot seat a little bit.
What's your favorite spot in New York to eat?
My favorite spot
like
in New York to eat.
Like when you come visit us, which you will.
I know I will.
Where are we going?
I'm excited.
Where are we going?
You know, it's one of those things that it's one of those cliche things where it's like typical that like brand names like Tao, this, whatever. But I feel like one thing I want to go to New York
or when
more
you want to try.
Yeah. Is like there's a lot of like unknown little things that I want to go and see what they are because
like
I don't
not chains.
I feel like it's trendy to go to all the other ones, and not being from there and not really having so many friends from there, it's like you don't know what's good to try.
We'll take
I am
care
a
of
foodie.
You.
I love to try anything. I love good food, wine. And so y'all are going to have to show me what's my new favorites because I really don't have a particular one. I do know that I have particular food that I like to go there because my family is from New York. So we're Puerto Rican. I have to have Puerto Rican food. There's like this hole in the wall spot that this hotel, that one of the clubs used to put us in at the time that I'd go to and walk by myself every time just to eat the food because it was so
good. You might have to show us this spot then. Hell yeah.
Like,
okay. So you show us one, we'll show you one.
Hey, you show me yours, I'll show you mine. I love it. Is there somebody in the industry that you have not worked with that you would like to get the chance to work with?
Am I allowed to say you?
You can say me, but don't be biased because I'm sitting in the chair.
I'm going to say you.
Okay.
I've known you for a long time.
This is true.
And our paths have never really crossed like
that. Have you ever jerked off to any of my scenes?
Maybe.
Was it the one that my ass was in your wife's face?
Wait, what? No.
I think it was my ass got stuck in a window. That she
as will happen sometimes.
Hey, you know, it happens.
I don't think I've actually seen that one. I gotta go look at it.
See, look, I'm putting you on now. We're putting
Man,
you on at different
okay.
things.
Hell yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for taking the time. I love getting to know you a little bit better. I look forward to going and visiting you guys in New York. Thank you so much.
Amazing.
Exotica Chicago. Until you meet again.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.